League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a re-recording. For those of you who are listening, you probably wonder, like, where's the third pick at, man? Like, Scott told me this was dropping a couple days ago. Well, we had some technical difficulties that were not my fault, and I just want to get that out the way. It was a certain member of the Barber Chair team who happens to be related to me. Y'all can put the the pieces together with that one. And we had to, Kyle got deleted, so we have to re-record here. It is it's a Friday night, you know what I'm saying? I just got done watching Eternals, you know what I'm saying? But I rushed back to record this because we care about the content, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Glad my homie Mariano could, you know, come through with a schedule, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. Listen, man, it's the Bulls, man. You know what I'm saying? We back, you know what I'm saying? Third pick, we back. We right back at it, man. You know what I'm saying? Listen, dog, we just like this team, dog. You go through some adversity, man. We gonna bounce right back.
Right,
you
know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Nothing, we out here.
And speaking of the Bulls, I was just in Chicago Ridge Mall, and I saw a lot of Bulls, man. The Bulls, I saw some throwback Bulls hats in the store. Man, I almost blew a bag up in there. I had to talk myself out of it, though. I saw like literally every championship hat, like the old school joints, man. Plus the new snapback joints for all the finals patches. I was like, oh, man. I saw DeMar DeRozan jersey. I didn't see any lines. I saw DeMar and Zach.
Yeah,
and they're right next to Justin Fields, and
you might only be able to get the Lonzo shit from LeVar. I ain't gonna lie, like that's what it feel like.
Well, it's funny at the United, and I saw a bunch of Lonzo that they got them at the team store, but I'm not going to the West Side just to get this shit. But let's get into it, man. When we recorded this the first time, the Bulls were 6-1. They have 6-2 since. So we're just gonna get into our initial thoughts with the season. Let's before we get into that, let's just talk about the last game. Since, you know, we didn't have that game that happened last time we recorded. Bulls took a tough loss, 103-98. One thing that I saw from that I just didn't like was Zach's decision-making in the fourth quarter. Yeah. I kind of felt like DeMar was out there by himself. This is back-to-back 37-point games for DeMar. He's averaging 35 points in these first eight games, which is awesome. But I just felt like he was out there by himself. You know, Vooch only had 4 points. Yeah. That type of shit can't happen.
And here's the thing, right? Like, I try to give these guys the benefit of the doubt. One, because they're professionals, you know, and then two, because it's like, I get it. Like, you guys know what's going on. You know that it's a marathon and not a sprint. But at the same time, it's starting to feel like you guys are being, like, too passive when it comes to DeMar. Like, of course, you know, DeMar is a great presence to have. He does his thing on the court. Like you said, he can go get 40 if he need to. But that doesn't mean you should just get out the way and let him do it. You know what I mean? Or go into the game, because I feel like it's a mentality thing where it's like, okay, if I have a bad night, DeMar got me. But I don't want that to turn into I can have a bad night because DeMar got me. Like, no, you need to just go have a good night at least. You know, but if you're not, if you don't have it, you don't have it. But I feel like a lot of those plays, like you said, it was just decision-making. You know what I mean? Yeah. But it's early in the season.
Yeah.
I don't want to kill the guys for that, you know, and you know they're allowed to make mistakes, and they should, because you know it's November, you know what I mean? Like, now what I think this team can be, we'll start to see around like Christmas, a little bit after. You know what I mean? So right now is the perfect time to work all the kinks out, you know what I mean? So if you know certain sets you don't want to run, or certain mindsets and mentalities, you know, we got to communicate that better, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with that too. I feel like, you know, last couple games, even in Boston, we got away with it in Boston, but it's like people just start watching DeMar, and they get so caught on him going ISO, vintage Kobe going to hell mode.
Gosh, man, I mean, it's beautiful to watch, you know, as a fan, but y'all niggas play with him. I'm not, we on the couch, you know, y'all go out like the next one. It's a difference.
And it's like, DeMar's out there trying to win the game. It's like, I need Zach to be taking more of these shots, because Zach's bag is unlimited. Zach can really There's nothing offensively I don't think he can do. He just got to get better decision-wise. And that's going to take a while. You said it's eight games. It's eight games. We're not even
– yeah.
We're not even 5% into the season yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not even at the double-digit game mark yet. And it's going to take time for everybody to be on the same page. I mean, it's chemistry. That's really what the first 2 months of the season for. Like I said, the first 2 months of the season are like a glorified preseason, man. Like, even if you look at other teams, like if you look what's going on with the Lakers, what's going on with the Nets, there's new players.
Man, that Lakers team, man, like just like blowing those leads. And this is the second time that they blew a 19-plus point lead to the Thunder. First time it was 26, you know, and now you blow a 19-point lead and you got Shai pulling up on you from half court, like, you know, with the game still in reach. And he pulled up from half court. Like, you know, two things there. One, he don't respect y'all.
Right.
Two, you know, Steph Curry is Steph Curry for a reason, bro. This is Steph Curry's impact on the game.
Yeah.
Globally, they're doing this, like, let alone right there, like in the same conference, like globally, they're doing this. So shout out to Steph.
Yeah, definitely. And it's like, even with Vooch, you know what I'm saying? With Vooch, it's like he's still new to the team. I don't even think Vooch has played 50 games with this team.
I was just, yeah.
And not only that, last year it took him like maybe, honestly, he didn't get his feet right to like the last 10 games of the season.
Yeah, he's just as new as DeMar.
Yeah.
And I think that he's kind of, you know, we spoke about this kind of before, but I think that he's still trying to figure it out. So he's looking at DeMar like, okay, well, he got the hot hand, so go ahead. But, you know, I think that's a Billy Donovan thing to reel guys back in, so to speak, and, you know, kind of, you know, preach to them if you have to what their role is and what you expect from them, because then that'll put a different type of confidence in them. You know, if you tell Vooch, hey, it's just as much your team as it is these guys, you know, keep on, like, you know, trying to, you know, drill that concept home, because I do think that Vooch should be the second option. And I think that if DeMar is our third option, we are in fantastic shape.
Yeah.
It's just that right now, DeMar has had to be so much of the first damn near. You know what I'm saying? Like, in these games, it's kind of, you know, it's throwing the equilibrium off a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm not expecting Zach to make everything. I know he's dealing with that finger injury on his hand. Thank God it's a non-shooting hand, but I just want smarter decisions. Even if you're missing shots small, you don't have to play go to hole. I think he's been so used to having to save this team and do everything offensively that it's going to take a while. And as far as Vooch, one thing I do love what I'm seeing from Vooch is, even though his shot isn't falling or he's not getting the best opportunities, his defense really hasn't been bad.
Yeah, you know, and he's still a double-double waiting to happen. You know what I mean? So, I mean, and that speaks to, you know, it's not just looking at the numbers. It's, you know, if you watch the game, you know, he's right where he needs to be. So a lot of these runs don't happen if he's not hitting the glass as hard as he is. You know what I mean? Like,
definitely.
We can give Caruso and Zoe and all these guys, you know, credit for their defensive, you know, playmaker, like their ability, you know, just to make plays on the defensive side. But Vooch is like kind of the anchor with that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the Boston game. You go back to the Boston game. Look at a lot of those plays that we had that started with Vooch grabbing a rebound and just, you know, making the right pass right there, because that's an underrated thing too, to have a big man who can kind of recognize transition and can pass that, you know, pass it to another pass. You know what I mean? So, you know, I think Vooch will figure it out. I think that
I'm not worried about Vooch, but I do think Billy's got to do a better job of getting the ball. Like, even if I don't even think I think he only shot the ball 7 times.
I was about to say, bro, he had it was under 10 even attempts. Yeah. And it's like, the one thing about shooters, and I'm not saying Vooch is like, you know, Clay or something, but shooters, like, you know, playmakers, guys that, you know, have to get a rhythm going, you have to be able to miss some shots. You know, if you shoot a lot, you want to make a couple, but the confidence to miss a shot and know that you're going to get the ball again. You know what I mean? So it's like 7 shots is kind of, it's tough to ask anybody. It's tough to ask Hakeem to do it, and, you know, just 7 attempts. Right. So, you know.
And it's like, they need to start, I think, at the beginning of the game, you start to get Vooch in early, get him a couple possessions, have him posted up. You know what I'm saying? And then I think somebody brought this up. I don't know if it was Will Perdue or Kendall Gill, but they said the reason why you really need Kobe back, because if you're going to have him in a post, you got to have shooters. You can have people to keep it out and be ready for three, which I don't really think 3 is too much of a problem. We shot 3 pretty well when we started both games, but it's just really just getting this chemistry. Getting guys know what their spots, and I think within a month, they'll know what it is.
No, absolutely. You know, in just a little bit, you know, before, because like you said, we recorded the first time, it was coming on the heels of the Celtics game. I saw a lot of great things in that game that I did like. One of them we talk about all the time is the resiliency, like the charisma that this team has.
Yeah.
I think that we're in every game, no matter
if we were down 18 in this one too.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? So it's like we got down 19 points to the Celtics and we end up winning by 14 points. You know, it wasn't just like some last second free throw contest and we snuck by. Like, no, we actually showed them that this is what should have been happening. You know what I'm saying?
And look at the last shot that sealed it, that was just good defense. On Seth Curry. You know, there's nothing you can do 100%, about the Curry brothers, man. When the Curry brothers happen. Get the ball up, you just gotta pray.
It's just gonna happen. I think that the one thing that I am optimistic about is not only our play, but we have them right back, right? Like you know, we're recording this by the time.
By the time you get this guy, game is tonight.
It'll be going on. So it's like I want to see what we're made of because we'll be at home for that one. So I just kind of want to see what is going on. You know, Philly is one of those teams, bro. They're a top team in the league. You know, for a reason. Like, it's still Philly. You still got to respect them. You know, regardless.
And they're playing good ball without Ben. And then, you know, and the good thing about it too is not like, you know, Embiid has killed us. Embiid didn't have a great game. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I thought that play on DeMar was a foul, but then I went back and like this slow mo. That was
the block. And even Embiid was like all ball, and I looked at it and I was like, you gotta. Kind of had to do the Larry Davis shit, like,
exactly. Then I saw the slow-mo, like, okay, that's what what do you think about just the first 2 weeks of the season in general? Like, what was some things that stood out to you?
Oh, man, you know what? It's the fact that these guys are so comfortable. It seems like they're playing for each other. You know what I mean? Like, there doesn't seem to be a struggle, like an ego type of thing going on where it's like, nah, I got to get this. It's like, nah, we all should eat. And then we'll win, you know, together like that, right? Like, Caruso has probably been a top three favorite, you know, guy on this team for me so far because he, you know, the way that he can get our offense going by making defensive plays and his energy and just his, you know, I hate to say it, but like his swagger on the court, like, I like it, you know, it's infectious and he's doing a lot of things that is like, you know, are conducive to winning basketball. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, the charisma, the resiliency. Our defense is a lot better with this squad than I even imagined. You know, we weren't just like dog shit last season, but at the same time, coming in this year, you look at the lineup we have specifically because it's like small ball for the most part. We're doing good defensively. We can play in any game. You know what I mean? And it's just it's been real promising to see that. You know, so I love this team. I don't go into any matchup thinking that we don't have a chance. So I'll say that's my biggest takeaway from the team so far. What you thinking? Like, as far as like guys that might even surprise you, you know what I mean?
Well, what surprised me on anything is defense. The defense was, I think, the biggest question mark coming. I didn't think the defense was going to be bad.
Yeah.
Like we said in a previous episode, like last year, the defense was still ranked 12.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense has been scrappy, bro. Like, you know, there's been no easy buckets. They've been contesting everything.
Yep.
And just if you have good defense, you know, we talk about the struggles of the offense. We thought the offense was going to come out all guns ablaze. And that just makes me more confident about this team because it's like, if defense really just about effort, that's really what defense is about. It's effort. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You got to want it.
Yeah, you got to want it. And if the defense that makes me know, the offense is going to come around.
Mm-hmm.
When the offense comes around, it's going to be scary. You know what I'm saying? Man, I think the biggest key for this team is getting through this little 13-game stretch of hard teams. Mm-hmm. We can get through this with a 500 record or even maybe a game under five. That's pretty fucking good, man. I think that's something you can ride on. And I just really love seeing DeMar shut people up. You know what I'm saying? People were saying it was not just the worst Bull signing of the summer. They said it was the worst signing in basketball, which was just
crazy. There were literally whole segments dedicated to like just the work. Like, why would they? I just don't understand it. You know, maybe there'll be a play-in team, or maybe. And it's like, bro, it's okay to admit that you were wrong. And actually, I was listening to a podcast recently. Shout out to Big Wise. Shout out to the bro. He was talking to Bill Simmons, and you know, Bill Simmons said, "Hey, I was wrong about the Bulls. I thought this. I thought that. I was wrong." And I can respect that because if you make a take the same way that you're going to stand on it and, you know, pump your fist when you're right, you need to have that same energy when you're wrong. And the thing is, just there was a lot of people that was wrong about this, bro. Like, we signed a bunch of talented guys to play with talented guys that we already have.
Yeah.
and y'all said that we got worse. And I didn't understand it, you know, but
it was just crazy to me because if you look at the roster last year, it was so bad. It is literally a 98% roster overall. There's only two guys on this roster who were here all of last season. That's Kobe and Zach.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a whole new
most team. Importantly, we don't employ Denzel Valentine anymore. You know, and that's just better for your basketball team in general.
It's just amazing, man. So I think that's why I like to see him. Just this team, like you said, they're never out of a game.
You
know what I'm saying? And I quit on them in the Celtic game. I thought it was a wrap, and I decided to watch something else. But then I saw they came back and watched the Philly game. I didn't turn even when we got down, you know, 18, 20 points.
Yeah.
I was like, they'll come back. And it just ended. We just didn't have enough smart possessions. But you still had an opportunity to win the game. And I think that's really all you can ask for at this point, especially this early in the season.
Yeah, it's super early too. And, you know, it's kind of like a transition into the next thing. I kind of Pat Will news, you know, we talked about this originally and it's like, yo, he's done for the season, man.
Yeah.
Like he's done for the season. I'm pretty sure you guys out there in Bulls Nation have, you know, heard by now. He's out for the season, but you know, I'm optimistic.
Well, they changed the 4 to 6 months.
Four to six months. Yeah. 4 to 6 months. And I think that, to just kind of the err on the side of safety, just keep him out. You know what I mean? Because we're not, if we magically are like, you know, 69-13, like, you know, then whatever. All right, cool. Let's bring him back and let's see what we can do. But, you know, I don't think this team is competing for a championship or something like that. You know, we kind of talked about that before. But he's young. I do think that the team is a real team this time. They're like really rallying around each other and they're really, you know, for each other. So they'll keep him in the loop. Prayers up for a quick injury for Pat Will. Shit is just, you know, it's just trash, man. It's just trash to see it.
Yeah, it's trash for the team, but I'm more disappointed for P-Dub because it's like he still yet to have a training camp in his short career. You know, last year was COVID, so they didn't have any training camp. This year he had an injury, and now he's got another injury. And this was unfortunate because when you saw him get hurt against Mitchell Robinson, and they talked about it wasn't any, you know, intentional.
I don't. Mitchell Robinson, man. If you're listening to this shit, it ain't no smoke when you see me. You know what I mean? We could dap it up and all that. Not too close. You still in the mix. You know what I mean?
Don't get too close.
Yeah, don't get too close. Nah, but we cool. I don't think Mitchell Robinson is a dirty player. Just to be clear, you know, I don't think that it was just.
It's just one of them basketball players, man. And I thought when it happened originally, I was like, oh, he probably gonna miss a couple weeks. But 4 to 6 months, like I said, I'm gonna make a White Sox comparison, man. If you look what happened with Eloy Jimenez and Luis Robert, they're supposed to be out for the entire season, or damn near the entire season. Both came back like a month and a half before they were originally projected. Yeah. So these are young guys.
I mean, even with, you know, like Derrick Henry, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like he broke his foot, you know, and they still saying it's hope that he can come back.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about bones. The thing about it is like this isn't, and on top of having young bones, this isn't like a decade ago, you know, where like medicine is advancing every single day, literally every single day. They're discovering something new, figuring out a way that you can, you know, prolong this or extend that, whatever. And, you know, I do think that I think he's in good hands. You know what I mean? I think he'll go about it the right way. I don't think they'll rush him back or anything.
I don't think they should either.
Yeah, and shout out to Pat Will because in that Knicks game, I saw him kind of getting his confidence from his teammates even, right? Like he'll have a shot, even whether it's wide open or slightly contested, whatever. He'll have this look kind of, and you can see him hesitate, like, damn, should I take this shot? It's like, yeah, you out here for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that he was just – that's why it's disappointing to me because I could see it. You know, when you watch him play, you can see the maturation happen in real time. And so it's just kind of, it just sucks when you don't get a chance to watch a guy that's that talented. Who you predict like great things for, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was disappointing because he was starting to heat up in that game, like, you know, and that was just the biggest thing for him. It's like, we have all talent in the world. Now you need to be, you know, assert yourself more, you know what I'm saying? Be more active with it. So, much love to Pat, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully he gets back next year and we can make another run at this thing, man. Speaking of the Knicks, let's talk about that game last week.
Boy. Bulls,
which was very, anticipated early game. It was Joakim Noah night, man. It was just good to see Joakim being embraced by the city again. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Everybody showing him love. I mean, Tony Kukoc was in the house. Cool. Benny G, Ben Gordon, you know.
Listen, dog, I'm going to say this forever, man. When I see Ben Gordon at an event and it's a Chicago Bulls, hey, man, I'm going up for it, dog. That shit was incredible. It really was incredible to see Ben Gordon because, you know, that was an era. You know, yeah. Ben Gordon, Captain Kirk, man, that team.
First like, era after was, the championship.
Ooh, that was an era where it was like we were – that's what got the excitement back going for me. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you a kid during the Jordan run and stuff like that. And then you just looking for kind of that spark again, you know, and they definitely provided it, man, for real. So shout out to Ben Gordon. Shout out to that whole team, man.
Shout out to Ben Gordon, man. I met Ben Gordon one time. I was on a flight with Ben Gordon going from L.A. to Chicago. And, you know, he's a cool dude, man. And he was also in the house on Saturday for Tony Kukoc tonight. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of like a Bulls alumni night. You know what
I mean? Yeah,
yeah. So Randy Brown was in that motherfucker. saw Carlos Boozer, Aaron Boone. I mean, like everybody Horace Grant, Tabo flew in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It just really shows you how his teammates felt about Joe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It all went to war for him. And it was good as on Nick night because you had D. Rose in the building, that Taj mm-hmm. and Gibson, Tibbs in the
hey,
building.
Hey, man, listen, dog. Hey. I ain't gonna lie, man. Watching them niggas play and hoop against us, it was so many, like, just under my breath, like, man, fuck these niggas. Because they was making good plays, man. Like, they really, you know, but shout out to the guys, though. Shout out to the
I was
guys
definitely always. Saying that with Taj. I just don't have it in me.
I'm like, man, this nigga? Like, bro, like.
I had to
I'm
catch myself bro. Cheering for D-Rose when he was
Taj like, out here grabbing rebounds, offensive boards, putting them back up. And I'm like, yo. This, but then I had to remember, like, that's Taj, bro. This is literally what Taj get paid to do. Like, he gets up out of his bed in the morning and drives to the arena to do that, nigga. Like, that's what he got.
That's his job. And it's like, one thing I love was, you know, Derek got a fucking ovation when he checked into that.
Hey, he was talking shit, too.
Yeah,
he was talking. Woo, boy, he's talking so much. He was like, "Fuck out of here." He kept saying that. Yeah, yo.
And also Chicago shit. It was dope to see him and Io go at it. That's great. Morgan Park Simeon. If you're not from Chicago, you don't know them two stools don't really rock with each other. So yeah, you know what I'm saying? Man. They was going at a nice little Chicago public school hooping right there.
But Scott, you got to reunite them niggas, man. Listen, I don't know, man. Scott got the annual dice game out there in the city. you know what I'm saying? Come through. It's going to be like how Prop Joe got shit, man. Yo, just come through. You know what I mean? Come through, leave the weapons at the gate, allegedly, you know, if you carrying something. Just have a good time and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I got two. I got homies on both sides. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure
I got
you
a
do,
lot of,
pal.
I, you know what I'm saying? I used to hoop in Simeon, like, when doing when we were kids. It was the closest, it was the second closest high school to my church. The closest one was Englewood High School, but nobody.
And I would have been told niggas like, bro, you remember how Rose went left? Like that nigga got that for me. Like, come on now.
Well, in the Simeon,
I ain't saying I made the nigga, but you know,
it's a big picture of Benji in there, and then like all my family went to Morgan Park. Like I told you, I didn't get accepted by them niggas. I feel like two applications when I was in eighth grade to go to. I wanted to go to Morgan Park so bad, bro. But they didn't accept me. I had to go to fucking Jerry. But it's all good. Because in retrospect, I didn't want to be, you know, commuting to the hundreds every day would have been a lot.
Hey, everything this nigga Scott do, like a rapper, man. Like, I'm doing this shit, ain't accept me, man. So right. I'm going to show them.
I remember everything. Like, in the words of Mike Dicker, I don't hold grudges, but I got a damn good memory.
Some Chicago ass shit.
It really is. It really is. Like, and the funny part, you know, talking about when I went to the game last Saturday, and when Io came in, I don't know if the dude behind me went to Simeon, but the dude behind me, when Io was at the free throw line, dude was like, boy, get y'all, I went to Morgan Park, body-ass.
Oh, shit.
That was funny. But, man, just being at the UC, man, it was great for that game, just to see the team. I wanted to feel the energy again because the last actual Bulls game I went to was 2018. It was like Christmas 2018. Me and Pav went, and my cousin, I think she knew somebody there, and we didn't even pay for those tickets. And so
it's the American way.
Yeah, this was like D Wade's last season. Remember how D Wade was doing all the jersey switching?
Got you.
And so the Bulls were so bad, and he switched jerseys with Khalil Mack.
Like, bro, I ain't gonna lie, my nigga
didn't even get it.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, my nigga. Like. That is one of the most disrespectful. It's one of those things where it's like, yeah, it's time to make a change. If this nigga had the Swiss jerseys with a guest, nigga, that don't even play this sport, like, you no, hell no. Like, that's supposed to have been the secondary. He's supposed to swap with the Bulls player that's worthy of the first. And then later, like, oh, for the city.
I don't think niggas respected Zach at the time yet.
Nah. Definitely
gets that jersey now, but
yeah, for sure.
I was like, it was like after the game, I was like, nigga, is that he trading jerseys with Khalil? And this is like Khalil Mack had only been a Bear for like 2 months at a time. Yeah. So you know how they do the Jumbotron celebrities in the building. You heard Return of the Mack clan in the background. That was the loudest cheer I heard all night because Bull got the ass kicked that game.
Hey, Return of the Mack is a classic, man.
Classic. Oh, and my so, God. But the last time I went was All-Star Weekend. And like I was telling you, that was the energy that, like, to me changed everything.
Yep. Yeah, for sure.
Why we got the rewheel we got. But it was just good to see the team, people excited about the team.
Yeah.
And the one thing I love jersey watching when I go to games. I always say your team isn't good if there's nothing but old jerseys. That's my thing.
Facts.
Yeah. You know, the one thing about the Bears, like the last couple years, really before Khalil Mack came, you saw nothing but Lance Briggs, Urlacher, Hester, Walter Payton, like all them dudes don't play no more. Now it's a nice mix. You know what I'm saying? You got Walter Payton's the number one jersey you're gonna always see. You're gonna always see sweetness. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Sure. Sweetness. I don't see Urlacher no more. I really don't. I don't even see white people wearing watch. I feel like you said that Trump stuff.
You know why? Yeah, it's over. Yeah, there, man.
But not even white people. I ain't even seen no white people wearing the Urlacher jersey. But number one is, of course, number one. We all know you know you're a Michigan guy. But
Oh boy. That's moving right along.
The jerseys I saw at the Bulls game, it was mainly Michael. LaVine was close second.
Mm-hmm.
LaVine was a close second. I saw a lot of DeMars. I saw a lot of Lonzos. I didn't really see any Scottie Pippins, which kind of leads to what I want to talk about. We didn't get to talk about this last time. Scottie Pippen, man. And you know, Scottie Pippen got this book coming out. I'm glad, and you know, this is why, you know, things kind of work out. You know, we had to re-record this because the comments didn't come out yet.
Yeah.
Scottie Pippen is saying that being mad about Michael Jordan and saying that he was condescending and how he tried to belittle the teammates. And, you know, he even talked about John Paxson bad in there, which I'm the last nigga to defend John Paxson. But even the stuff in there kind of sounded like you were just, you know, getting some stuff off. But the thing that kind of like rubbed me the wrong way the most was when he said, I think it was like in a New York Times interview promoting the book, that the only thing he regrets is not giving Mike his condolences after Mike's pop got killed. And I'm like, bro, not only is that 30 years ago, you did that on purpose.
Right.
And that's some other stuff, man. And Stephen A said he talked to Michael that morning. He talked to Michael and Isaiah Thomas. And he feels that the relationship between Mike and Scottie is done. Like, he didn't say exactly what Mike said, but he felt like the relationship was done because of that, because Mike just realized he did that on purpose. So my question is, you, what do you think about Scottie? And just this whole thing, because I like, all jokes aside, I think he's going through something.
Yeah.
Like, you know, of course, we all know about the situation with his wife, but he lost his son this year. Son died. I just feel like he's going through stuff to be lashing out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one of those things where he's starting to contradict himself. He called Michael Jordan the worst teammate he had, but when Mike inducted him into the Hall of Fame, you called him the best teammate you had. So is it Uchu Raleigh or is it one Mike? So
yeah.
What's your thoughts on that?
It's definitely tough when you look at it from that point of view, right? Like, when you look at it and be like, damn, man, he has been through some shit. Like, yeah, that's Scottie Pippen to us. You know, he's a human being. Like, you know, he's a person, right? But it's like, it does feel like he needs to be in some type of therapy. I don't know if he's doing the work on that already or not. You know, I don't know. I'm assuming, you know, 100%. But if he's not, then I think he should, because these type of comments come out of a place of like, it's like anger, it's regret, it's frustration, it's sadness, it's a bunch of different things at play. And you got to remember, this is Michael Jordan. Anything you say about Michael Jordan, if it's not the utmost praise, is going to get you in a bad, bad, bad pack that especially you can't get out of. Yeah, especially in Chicago. But I think that, like, those type of comments, especially when he says, you know, like his regret, you know, about not, you know, giving him his condolence, that's one of those things that almost comes off as like, that's real hate towards somebody or something. You know what I mean? Like, to not do that to somebody that's grief. You know, we're all on social media, bro. We've given our condolences to complete strangers.
To people we don't even know,
to people we never even met in real life. We don't know. We probably never had a conversation with, because it's just the right thing to do as a human. Like, I don't have to know you to see you tweet something and saying you lost someone close to you. And I can say, you know what? Hey, my condolences. Even if you don't read the comment, just to send that energy is enough. So, for Scottie to do that, man, I think it's a lot of underlying issues there. You know what I mean? Like,
And the worst part of that to me is you've never, ever, ever heard, not one time, have you ever heard Mike say anything negative about Scottie?
Bro, listen, not literally, one time. Literally every time you hear Michael Jordan talk about Scottie, fuck even that. When you hear Michael Jordan talk about his championships,
yeah,
the first thing he says is, with no Scottie Pippen, this doesn't happen.
You never hear him say, me.
He never says, I got anything.
Said it multiple times in the last dance.
Yeah, he said, the man broke down crying, explaining his thought process, talking to his teammates and shit, man. I think that Michael Jordan really was a loving guy. I think he really was a guy that was like, yo, this is my way of showing love. I don't talk like y'all. I don't act like y'all, whatever. But just understand that these displays right here are my way of showing you that I fuck with you. So Mike don't got to say nothing about nobody publicly. He's Mike. So the fact that he always speaks highly of Scottie, Scottie's doing this is like, I don't know. I think that if they're not friends, then it's on Scottie's part to me personally. I don't know these guys personally, but it's starting to feel like if they aren't friends, Mike just found out. Like, wait, friends?
And it's the same thing with Tony Kukoc. They didn't mention this. I saw David Kaplan, who does ESPN 1000 in Chicago. He does a weekly spot on Keyshawn and Jay Will. And he's like, yes, Tony Kukoc is a real good friend of mine. I golf with Tony all the time. And I talked to Tony about the excerpt and Scottie's book. And he was like, yo, did you hear what he said about the shot that you took? He's like, no, I talked to, Scottie's a friend of mine. And when he said that Phil Jackson gave Tony the ball because Phil Jackson's racist. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. I think we've heard Shaq allude to that before, but that's not the point. But he basically said Tony only got it because Phil was racist and not because of skill. And Tony was like, Tony was pissed and told Cap, like, yo, Scottie got to holler at me. So it's like, other stuff he's doing, bro. And it's just like, it doesn't make any sense. And even if you look, he's mad about how he's portrayed in The Last Dance. And the problem I had a problem with that is because he was mad at Jason Hare for putting in the 1994 thing where he sat out. Nigga, did that not happen? It happened.
And that was my only point about all of the stuff that Scottie Pippen, had an issue with from The Last Dance. My thing was, not only did it happen, the cameras were on when it happened, and you said yourself at the time they filmed this how you were regretful of these things. They happened. They didn't put out some shit that didn't happen or put out some shit that, you signed like an NDA about, and it was like, yeah, you're not supposed to tell. You did it, bro. Like, what the? You did this. If you travel and we put a video up here and say, yeah, you just travel. You can't say, man, what are they telling niggas I travel? You travel, nigga. Like, what you mean?
Yeah. And man, I actually think they did him a favor then on that last.
Bro, yes. The Last Dance did a lot for Scottie. You know the one thing I kept seeing people say? I never understood Scottie Pippen because I didn't know his story about his family background, his personal life. And so when everybody was killing him for his contract, he just was human, as humanly as possible. Like, bro, I had a family to take care of. What am I supposed to do?
Which I understand too, but yeah, like 100%. Mike told him, Jerry Reinsdorf, anybody knows Jerry Reinsdorf, Jerry Reinsdorf's biggest problem when we say this with the Bulls and the White Sox, he cares more about winning the deal than he does the deal.
Yeah.
And so for him to tell Scottie,
sign that, bro.
In a year when the CBA, the new money kicks in, you're going to be worth more money. He didn't have to tell Scottie that. Out of respect, he told Scottie, do not sign his
deal.
That
just goes to show you the deal was so nasty that somebody who is supposed to win that deal was like, hey, hold on.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, this feel like cheating right here.
I'm not going to let you go out like this.
Nah, come on.
And Scottie, and I'm not mad at Scottie either. Like I said, Scottie said, I got a family to feed. Sure. You know what I'm saying? He had all those different problems. And if you get hurt, you get hurt. I get that. But when it comes back to renegotiating.
Yeah.
I tried to tell you.
Yeah, are we not paying you the contract that you signed? Because if we aren't paying you that, then we have a problem. But just to put it in perspective, Scottie is probably going through a lot of things, and the fact
I hope
that
he gets together, man.
Yeah, he came up in a time where there was zero social media. Like, we grew up where social media didn't exist, but then we had like AOL and we started growing into it. He came from an era where that shit was not existing until he was a whole ass adult.
And the thing too, he was talking about how people talk about Jordan outside the court. When everybody who grew up in Chicago in the 90s, know people from the 90s, there's a little thing they used to call Scottie Pippen in the street of Chicago. No tipping Pippen. Because this nigga would not tip nobody. Like, my cousin used to go to the club, see this nigga in restaurants, no tipping pipping. So, you know, there's a history of that, dog. Too. But,
yeah.
But, yeah, if you know, Scotty, I hope he gets
I wish Scotty the best, man. Comments, man. The comments are crazy, and it's like...
He lashing out, man. Yeah, because it don't make sense.
I was just about to say, like, if he had a cohesive kind of, like, thought process, I would be like, okay, yeah, that's some validity to that, you know, and I don't want to, you know, devalue, like, what he's feeling and, you know, make it seem like it's not, you know, because it's something to him, obviously, but, you know, I just wish Scotty the best, you know?
Yeah, definitely. You want to get into this West Coast road trip preview?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
We're just going to go over these next couple games. We're going to tell y'all, you know, whether we feel like they're going to win or not. Tonight, they'll be at back at the crib. Got a three-game homestand. Three-game homestand kicks off tonight against Philly. I think we get them back tonight. I think we get them back. I do think
from the gate too.
I think it's going to be a. You think it's going to be a blowout?
I think that I don't want to call it a blowout because like blowout to me is like 15, 16 points, you know, something like that. I'm not saying we're not capable of it, but I just think that from the gate, I don't think this will be a game where we're back and forth like the Knicks game. Like it was a lot of back and forth and chasing.
We're gonna play four quarters.
I think we're gonna play a full four quarters, and it's not gonna be that little 9-point hump that we can't quite get over, you know, whatever. Yeah. I think that we'll actually play a game of basketball that's like, yeah, this is what the Bulls are supposed to look like. I think Vooch will have a big game. I'm gonna, you know, I don't know how hot of a take that is because it's Vooch, but I do think that Vooch will probably, kick it up in this game. I think we'll get the dub.
Yeah, I think we'll get the dub. I'm with you too. As far as I feel like the intensity is gonna be different. I think they're gonna come out focused. Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna get Vooch involved early. I will say I wouldn't be shocked if they do a little change in the starting line. I wouldn't be shocked if we start seeing Derrick Jones Jr. because I kind of feel like Javonte is a little better off the bench. You know what I'm saying?
And shout out to Javonte. He's been great.
He's been
great because he's coming in the second unit with that much energy. I don't know how much that would be effective in the starting lineup because the starting lineup is more like a kind of well thought out. It's a plan. You know, the second unit is kind of come in and, you know, keep them at bay.
They really just got to hold the fort till AK and Mark make a trade. I just think it's
absolutely
they're thinking to make a trade.
Because
they're not going to go a full year without a legit power forward. I just don't see that.
But we're going to do something.
I'm gonna go with Bulls night. I don't. The Sixers others had a great game. I don't think that's gonna happen. I do think Embiid is gonna have an Embiid game, but I think the others aren't gonna be shooting. They were hitting every damn three, bro. And I just don't think it's gonna happen. Monday is gonna be a big game. I'm gonna be a Monday Night Football, but I'm definitely gonna have this game queued up on my iPad. So going against Brooklyn. Brooklyn's starting to look good. They starting to get a little chemistry going here, man. Yeah. How you see this one going?
Oh man. So the Bulls fan in me wants to say that just flat out we will win this game, right? Because I've seen Brooklyn look bad against teams that just have like this firepower, but we have this way of playing where it's like every shot is the last shot of the game. You know what I mean? Like DeMar will fall into that. Zach will start to pull up for shots. That's like, bro, it's 18. Yeah, it's 18 seconds on the clock while you pull from half court. But damn, dog. I guess if I had to, maybe pick a winner.
Huh? I know where you want to go. I know where you want to go. I'm not gonna go there. I want to go there.
Yeah, I'll because it's Kevin Durant. I will concede this game, but I think it'll be close. I think it'll be a lot closer than people think. It's not gonna be like some double digit. Why are these niggas on the court type of game? I'll concede this one because it's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I think the Nets are going to win this. I'm with you. It's going to be a battle. It's just going to be too much KD. At the end of the day, it's KD.
I'm not really worried about Harden.
Yeah, I think we can play good defense on Harden. Harden's not getting the BS.
For sure. KD going to get those fouls that you like, damn, why you jump there? Why you?
And KD's playing out of his mind right now, man. Yeah, I think it's just going to be too much. Us to overcome. Then on Wednesday we got Dallas. I mean, we gonna dust them. I'm not even gonna lie to you.
Yeah, Luka gonna be mad as hell. I don't know if you ever pay attention. Luka be so mad when the ref don't call some shit for him, boy.
Ooh. Yeah, that's that Euro player shit. Like,
yeah, we might blow them out. I ain't gonna hold you.
Yeah, Dallas is not a good team. They're not a good team. They actually look worse with Jason Kidd.
If we go up 9 points, you can probably turn the game off.
Yeah, pretty much, man. I'm with you on that one. And then after that, boy, it's gonna be a tough road trip. Tough West Coast, the circus trip. If you're a Bulls fan, nice little 5-game. If you're a Bulls fan, you know this trip has never been good to us, even going back to the dynasty days. We had trouble winning that. And for those who are not Bulls fans or are not familiar, let me tell you why they call it the circus trip. You know, the circus don't come to United Center no more. It was originally called the circus trip because Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey would come to United Center and do the circus for about 2 weeks, which they don't do anymore. But they're going to kick this off next Friday. It's going to be on ESPN, our first primetime game of the season. It's the Golden State Warriors, man. Golden State Warriors. The Warriors are playing a great brand of basketball right now. They're 6-1 as we're recording this. This, I know this is Warriors team is a little different. Steph had a terrible game the other night, and they won by double digits against a pretty good, young, up-and-coming Hornets team. And I think we're going to lose that one. I think it's going to be way too much Wardell, man.
Yeah. Steph is another player. Steph is the one player.
Yeah,
that you have to kind of just be like, you know what, just go try your best.
Yeah,
just go try your best. But that, you see that guy over there, that's Steph Curry. And you know, Steph Curry is gonna do, I think, a lot of Steph Curry things. I think that Warriors team is, I think that Warriors team is good, is way better because it's, you know, because Steph is there. But I think it's better than people giving them credit for. Just because they're not the same, you know, teams before or whatever. But
I think last year them sucking and not adding anything,
yeah,
really gave those young guys valuable minutes.
Absolutely. Shout out to my young boy Jordan Poole. Like,
I love Jordan Poole, man. He's my sixth man of the year because when Clay comes back, he's gonna head back to the bench.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You know, Wolverine. You know, that's what we do. You know what I mean? that's not what we do. But I'll concede that one as well, you know, for the same reason why I have the Nets winning, because it's Kevin Durant. It's Steph Curry, bro. You know, this man literally changed the game. And it's like, I do think that he'll have two or three of those plays where you like, yeah, that's Steph. There's nothing you can do about it.
I think it'd be a close game. I don't, like I said, all these games.
I don't foresee any blowouts on our end, like for us being on the receiving end of those. But yeah, I'll concede that one.
And then on that weekend, we got the L.A. trip. The L.A. trip, the first one on that Saturday being the Clippers, I think we're going to win that.
Duh.
I mean, PG is hooping. PG's playing real, real good basketball. Yeah, but the Clippers are suffering from the Eric Bledsoe curse that I've been trying to tell people. When Eric Bledsoe is on your team, you automatically become mediocre.
I mean, yeah, ask Milwaukee. You know, go back and ask Milwaukee.
Ask New Orleans.
Paul George's hairline is still way too close to, you know, his eyebrow. It's just too close, you know, too close proximity for me to really trust him. But shout out to PG. He's been having a great season. He has no choice. And that's the problem. And that's what I think will ultimately doom them, you know, in this game. Shout out to my homegirl, Serena. It's one of my best friends. That's my homie. She's a longtime Clippers fan, but we're going to get this one.
All right, shout out to actual Clippers fans. There's like five of them.
Yeah, yes, it's a few. It's a few. And she's one of them for sure. So, yeah, we got this one, though.
Yeah, I'm definitely. We definitely gonna win that one.
So we're 1-1 right now on this.
Yeah, we're 1-1 on the West Coast trip.
Okay.
Then next night is a Laker game. Now LeBron might not play this game. He's out at least a week. He's out at least a week. Here's the reason why I still think the Bulls are gonna lose, and it really has nothing to do with the game on the court. Anthony Davis is gonna be Anthony Davis. He's gonna have his game, but Russell Westbrook is gonna give us a chance to win. I'm a huge Russ. Russ is the only player that I'm a fan of who I want nowhere near my basketball team. Like, I want Russ nowhere near the Bulls. But I think it's because the second night of an L.A. trip. And everybody knows the second game on an L.A. trip usually don't go good for you because you was all out the night before. It just is what it is. And I think that's going to be a huge factor. Last year during the L.A. trip, they couldn't go to the clubs because there wasn't nothing open. And all our lineup is our five starters all went to Los Angeles colleges. They're gonna be seeing a lot of people.
That matters. They're gonna be home and, you know, eating shit they probably shouldn't be eating, drinking shit they probably shouldn't be drinking. You know what I'm saying? So I tend to agree, you know, for that reason right there. You know, LA is something different. LA is LA. Like, if you've never been to LA, oh my god, please treat yourself and go sometime.
Treat yourself and go, and don't hit me when you get here.
Most importantly,
I am not your tour guide.
Yeah, I'll concede that only because it's like right back, and it's like we're not gonna sweep the LA, you know, teams.
If we did that, that would be awesome.
Yeah, now if we did it, am I saying we can't do it? No, but we have to be realistic because we don't want to be super homers. Like, oh, yeah, the Bulls right, yeah. is going to be 82-0.
5-0,
yeah.
nigga.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. So I'll also concede this one because I feel like only when the Bulls play niggas, they just start hitting every three. Like, bruh. This used to happen with like fucking like Amir Johnson and shit like that. Like, he used to just come alive against
the Bulls. No, it's be niggas who don't even be that
good. Yeah, like, niggas don't even get no clock, man. So I think that this would be the game where, like, fucking, like, you know, whoever, dog, Malik Monk or whoever the fuck is over there, like, they just gonna catch fire. You know, we'll probably lose a heartbreaker, 9-point game because of free throws or some shit like that. I could see this one.
And the last two, man, I think we're gonna finish the trip up with a 2-game win streak. We got Portland on the 17th, and then we go to Denver on the 19th, which Denver's always a rough place to play. But 17, Portland's just not a good team. It's just not a good team, bro.
Hey, man.
And like I've been saying since the summer, I said it on I'm Not Gonna Hold You. I'm gonna keep saying it. I don't think Dame Lillard is on this roster come after the trade deadline. I just think it's a matter of time, bro. You know, he's out here trying to deny. I just want to win one. I just want to win one for Portland.
Rapping
bro.
About it and everything.
Yeah, I just want Rihanna to return one of my DMs. Sometimes we just don't get what we want.
Yeah,
bro.
You're just right. not gonna get what you want, man. You know what I mean?
I want Rihanna to leave ASAP Rocky and tell me that I'm the love of her life. That's what I want, nigga. That's not gonna happen.
The singer, her. I just want to, you know, I'm. Let me.
I didn't feel notice I get in that she was cute to like. 3 months ago. I don't know why I didn't, but
let me chill. But yeah. back on topic. Portland is just not like they're Portland, bro. It's Dame and them niggas. You know,
Dame and them.
CJ can hoop. I don't want to disrespect CJ, but it's Dame and them niggas, bro. Like, it's just
CJ is starting to be a 40-degree day.
Yeah. You know how you feel about 40-degree days. Man.
You might be a little 40-degree dash. And Denver, yeah. I just feel like, I don't know why. I just feel like we're gonna win that game.
Nigga, and hashtag this, do it for AK. Hey,
do it for AK. Yeah, we do that. Yeah, that's one too. We gotta do it for AK.
We gonna win this game. AK up there telling them niggas, listen, I don't care what y'all do.
We winning on this one.
That game right there, though, he's circling that game. If I got a suit up, I'm going out there. You know what I mean? That's probably what he's telling him. So, yeah, I got us at a comfy 3-2 with the possibility of 4-1.
I like that. I'm going to say 3-2, too.
Yeah.
I think those are pretty realistic predictions.
Yeah.
And then after that, the team can just really just start to build. You know what I'm saying? You got
Knicks fan, we on y'all ass.
Oh, we on y'all. Tell we forgot right about now. Y'all. Bing,
y'all,
boom.
Y'all got that W, you know, recently. The first game is cute. It's whatever. Y'all talking this bing bong shit. And then y'all got bing bong by the Raptors.
And quiet as kept. They come back down to earth. They lose to the Bucks right now, too.
Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, you know, it's you know, I don't know if it's, you know, black girl lost or shorty owe you for ice, man. I'm not sure with y'all right now. You know what I mean? But, you know, we on y'all ass the second game. Please be as loud as y'all was the first game. Thank you. Signed management. And then Pacers, come on. Like, come on. Yeah, come on. Cut it out.
Yeah. What does it say about the Pacers? Like, it's the Pacers or the Pacers, nigga. Like, when was the last time niggas played about the
Pacers? Almost went to play ahead of his ball. Like, what is there to say about the Pacers that hasn't been said?
I want to watch that episode again.
Yeah, we got to. It's a must.
But I think we broke down everything we talked about in our original deleted episode. This one will not be deleted because I am actually saving this one on my
computer. And that nigga left the motherfucking Scooby Doo hints for niggas. Like, hey,
bro, I just had to let niggas know it wasn't me. I keep like whenever a pod doesn't drop. It's not me. If you want to know why we ain't had summer sessions in a couple weeks, it ain't me.
Hey, you make that shit known too on Twitter. They get on Twitter and be like, hey, nigga, it be 3:00 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. They be like, hey, man, blame my brother, nigga.
I was in the movie today. I'm in the movie stand. I get alerts. Well, I'm not going to hold you at, nigga. I'm like, bro, the audio what? On the feed right now. Like, I told y'all we had technical difficulty with the videos. So that's why the definitely video didn't drop. But I appreciate the love, though, because y'all could not care.
Yeah, you could not be getting any type of nothing. Yeah. Like
y'all, I could have nobody hit me. So I appreciate that y'all like it that much. Facts. That y'all hitting us up. But this one will be out. And this is episode 18. You know to follow us at Bartra Scott. You can follow Mariana. Let them know they can follow you at everything you got going. Y'all got a new Rap Names pod out right now.
Rap Names podcast is out right now. For everybody that tunes in, we're on Wednesday now and not Sunday anymore. Yeah. You know, we some weekday niggas now. You know what I mean? We moving up and shit. But follow me on Twitter at Mariano2N2Os. I think I'll give my bonus soon, man. I might tell your aunt yes, depending on what she asks for. You know what I mean? I'm not sure yet, so we'll talk about it. Instagram, at Mariano Bivens. You know, just follow the Bomb Network, man, at Bomb Network on Instagram and Twitter. You know we out here.
And also, if you are a brother who's woman and listen to that Summer Walker album, just know it might be a long weekend for you, dog. And, you know,
better bundle up.
Better bundle up, nigga. But
get you some soup, get you some tea. You know what I mean?
Check out the Patreon, patreon.com/barbershop network. You're gonna get some exclusive access next week. It's me and Flo's. We hitting the road tomorrow to head to Pittsburgh, PA, man, for Monday Night Football. Justin Fields' first National League televised games, man. We're gonna check
boy
that
said
out,
they headed to Pittsburgh for sure. Yeah. You with your brother too? All right. Enjoy the game. Listen, for those that's listening right now, I'm totally not winking right now when I say this, but enjoy the game, guys. Have fun at the game.
But yeah, man. We'll holler at y'all next week, man, and get y'all more bull stuff, man. We are out.
Yeah, we out.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.